We're in Romans chapter 11, right? It's been our habit to work through a book of the Bible, and we've started in Romans 11 not so long ago, and we're there now. And Paul is talking to these people who are professing believers. He says, hey, I hear about your faith over there in Rome. I can't wait to get there to impart to you basically something that's still lacking. I want to preach the gospel to you. I hear you as a Christian that you say you believe. I want to come and preach the gospel to you. What is that? You know, how does that work? And last week we talked about the Jewish people and what God says about these chosen people who are set apart, this picked family who is chapter 12 to chapter 50 of the book of Genesis, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and his sons. Right? And when you hear Moses, he leads the children of Israel, the descendants of Abraham. And then as we look at Romans in chapter 13, Paul switches gears. He says, now I'm talking to you Gentiles. You know who's a Gentile? You are if you're not Jewish. Anybody not Jewish. And as much then as I'm an apostle to the Gentiles, I magnify my ministry in order to somehow make my fellow Jews jealous and thus save some of them. He says, I'm talking to you, church. I'm telling you all about this, and really I hope my people will get it by your example. When they see how God blesses you because you follow God, because you believe and you follow, when your life changes, I hope that everybody that doesn't believe comes to believe. So is your changed life inspiring other people to believe everywhere that you go? This is Paul's hope. This is what he writes to the Romans. I hear you believe. I can't wait to get there to tell you what believing means that you don't know yet, so that you can be believers who believing change the world, because my mission is to change the world through you who say you believe, but I'll tell you what believing means when I get there. This is what Paul is saying to the Romans. A servant of God is committed to the other, to the unbelieving. I'm making that claim from this pulpit. Do you agree?